Welcome back here to Cowan's Drugstore. Max is covered on this Saturday morning edition of Sports Talk with the Coach's Corner. Well, we just heard from Coach Smock. Now let's get the other side of the coin. And we're joined now by Western Boone Stars head coach, Justin Pelley. Coach Pelley, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scotty. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Can you believe we're getting ready for the sectional?
Crazy. Well, we've been doing this for a long time, but this season, I guess it's a good thing, but this season has flown by. Thought that we're playing, first round of sectionals next week is mind-blowing, really. So that's a neat thing, though. That means, going to work every day is not all bad, enjoying the people you're with, and I think that's a big part of it as well.
Well, you couldn't have asked for a better way to wrap up the regular season. Big crowd on hand last night. Your fans always travel real well. Lebanon always packs their stands for games on Friday night. So it's set up to be a great night for high school football. And in the end, Western Boone was able to pull away with a victory 30-14. If you were to evaluate the game last night just on its outcome, what did you think of the performance of your kids?
I thought it was exactly what we needed to do last night. And that, I might say, okay, that's easy to say after the fact, but we limited their possessions on offense because they have some very explosive kids that we don't have, and that's the only way I can really put it, that they can hurt you. So keeping them on the sideline or keeping their offense on the sideline is best way we can, best way to throttle them down a little bit. So I thought our defense played lights out. I thought our offense just did exactly what our offense is designed to do, and that's control the football. So,
and Stars certainly were able to do that exceptionally well in the third quarter, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. The game began with Lebanon getting the football first, and your defense held them to a three and out, so you take over. Put together a decent drive. Don't get a touchdown out of it, but you do lean on Josiah Smith for his kicking ability, and he was able to get you on the board first, 3-0.
Yeah, I think we deferred last night and to the second half, which means you're kicking off in the first half. And strictly because of the wind, the wind was howling last night. And, somebody, I can't remember who it was from Lebanon, said it's going to be windy tonight. And I said, have you ever been to Western Boone? Because we deal with wind every day, all day in my house. As soon as I walk out my door, it's windy every day, all day. So it wasn't as bad, as our home field last night with the wind, but we took advantage of that. And Josiah is just kicking the ball better than I ever thought he would in high school, if that's fair to say. And he was able to put it through the end zone for his first touchback. And then having that weapon back is just, I can't explain how big of a deal it is. And I know, late in the game, we'll talk about that here later, but he had some punts last night that change the game. Flip the field is not even, it doesn't even justify, his ability to kick the ball. And the field goal that we trusted, it was a 34-yard field goal, I believe, barely creeped over. I don't even know how it got in, but it did. And we're going to take those 3 points in a conference championship game against Lebanon. So it was nice to get on the board first, and knowing that we're going to get the ball first in the second half. I thought that was big.
Stars were able to answer with their first touchdown of the game. This time it was Trevor Weekly was able to punch it in from 9 yards out. The extra point was good. And the Stars were up early over the Tigers, 10-0. That came with about 2:56 to go in the first quarter. So, again, your defense forces Lebanon to punt the ball back, and you're able to take advantage.
Yeah, I mean, I think, on the first drive, Trevor broke a 50-yard run. We have to settle for a field goal. On the second drive, we had some different things. Different people touched the ball. Ethan Bales, Ryan Taylor got us down there, and then Trevor was able to punch it in. So going up 10-0 in the first quarter, I'm not sure I expected that. So you're going to take it, though. And it's hard sometimes. People don't understand, I guess, but playing with a lead can be difficult, too, if that makes sense. So because then you're trying not to make mistakes. We knew they were going to get on the board at some point, in which they did, obviously, but it changes some things. So you got to keep that, you got to keep going, and you got to keep staying aggressive, and that's tough to do with the lead sometimes that early.
Interesting stretch early in the first half. Tigers are able to score. Fouls to Caden Lark, touchdown. PAT was no good, and then you have the ball, and then Tigers come up with an interception. I believe it was Caden Lark that got the pick. So Tigers have the ball with 8:11 to go, but your defense makes a stand, and that stand forces the Tigers to punt. And with 7:12, you take over with the football and put together one of your big drives in the first half.
Yeah, Lark's a special athlete. You know, he's every time he touches the ball, everybody is just, you know, I guess all eyes are on him, you know, a lot, and he's able to make people miss. So throwing an interception to him in the middle of the field was hardly the game plan, but that happens. It's high school football. I was proud of our offense for tackling him, to be honest with you, because we don't have many kids on offense that play defense. We don't have many kids on offense that go through tackling drills anymore. So to get him down on the 50, not ideal, but if we were going to have to punt, it was 3rd and 10 on that particular play, 3rd and 9. And, you know, we made a bad decision. The ball got hung up in the air. Lark ends up with it. You know, now you got to get him down. So we were able to do that. Defense comes up big. They punt. And I think they put us on our 1 yard line.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Excuse me. And that's intimidating as well. So now we're backed up on a 1 yard line. But our MO is just our MO. We just have to do what we do. And, you know, as an offense, we're trying to punch it out of there, get our backs from against the wall, and make 3 yards a pop. And that's exactly what we did. We just punched it out of there. Some people look at it like a monotone deal, but just 3 yards at a time, 3 yards at a time, 3 yards at a time, and then every once in a while you're going to break one for 20 or 30. So 99-yard drive in the first half is pretty good. And it, again, it keeps their offense off the field. It lets our defense rest. It lets Coach Bruins dial up some different things, watch some of the film and figure out what else we can do to stop them. So it's you take a lot of pride as an offense and as an offensive line, too. I mean, Coach Gadberry works for their offensive line. We started 3 sophomores last night up front. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a plug-and-play deal, but it's not that easy, if that makes sense. So a 99-yard drive, you hang your hat on your offensive lineman, Trevor Weekly, Rowan Durbin, you know, our kids, and that's what happened last night. So
it was interesting from the fact you started at the 1 and you needed to get out of that position, and Trevor Weekly goes out there and picks up 9 yards right out of the gate, and then he caps that drive with a 3-yard touchdown run, and the extra point was blocked, and but the Stars are able to get the lead up to 16-6. On the kickoff, the Tigers fumble the ball, and the Stars get the ball back with 2:18. That was a big switch and set you up nicely going into the second half, and you're able to score.
Yeah, 2:18 left. Big switch if we can score, and that's the thing. You know, you got to put it in. You can't, because that was the difference in the game last night. It was the end of the first half. Us scoring, getting a recovery on kickoff, and then marching it down, and we had our backs in some tough situations there. And Ryan Taylor, call a play we haven't ran in a month, but that's what's great about our kids. Our terminology has stayed the same for the last 10 years. So everything we do, if we see something that would work, we can verbalize that to the kids and put it into action. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't work. But last night it worked, and it's a credit to our kids for being, for not having to reinvent the wheel every week, not having to reteach everything every week, because there's no way you can run, 100 different plays in practice and be any good at them. So we try to really rep what we do in practice, and then there's some wrinkles that slow people down, but our kids have to be smart enough and confident enough to be able to call those things. So kind of what happened, and our goal was to score with no time on the clock. So we were pretty close to that, Scotty. 1.3 seconds isn't all bad. So we didn't give them a chance to throw a Hail Mary, or get the ball in Lark's hands, let him run around. So did exactly what we needed to do at the end of the first half, knowing we got the ball in the second half. And I think that was the difference in the game.
And so Stars take a 23-6 lead going into halftime. They do get the ball to begin the second half. Fortunately, nothing happens with that drive, so you punt it to the Tigers. The Stars' defense arises to the occasion. Tigers have to punt it back, and Western Boone takes over with the football at their own 20 with 7:37 to go in the third quarter. Take it into the fourth quarter, and it wasn't until the 9:18 mark of the fourth quarter when Western Boone punches it in. Trevor Weekly with the score. The extra point was good, and the margin at that point was 30-6. You have a goal each game to have how many 15-play drives?
We have a goal to have 3 10-play drives.
Okay, 3 10-play drives.
Yeah, 3 10-play drives.
And did you get it last night? I think you got it last night. Did you get it last night? I think you did.
Well, we're going to count. If we're going to count a 19 or 20-play drive, because I've been doing this for a long time, and we were on our 20-yard line, and somebody told me that. We had the ball for 20 plays, 19 plays in a row. And, yeah. I mean, we chewed 10 minutes off the clock, and that's exactly why we run the offense that we run. That's, you know, we put all of our eggs in running the football and playing good defense. And, you know, been around the game for a while, and people go in and out of offenses. People go in and out of defenses. You're going to have high school kids. You're going to have to play with kids that fit into this system, other kids that fit into this system. And the consistency of our program, I think, is the difference. And being able to run the football and play good defense is a recipe for success, I believe, in high school football or any level, to be honest with you. And it proved true last night. So a 19-play drive, pretty impressive, really, by our kids, because, you know, anytime you put 11 high school football players on the field and then they have control for a few seconds, Scott, I can call timeout 3 times. I can only stop it 3 times. And, you know, bring them over to the sideline to talk, and we're calling it plays, this and that. Chances are you're probably going to make some mistakes, you know, in those 19 plays. And that's what our kids are so resilient about, just getting back up. They stopped us a few times, you know, for no gains. And we got to go back at it. We picked up some big fourth downs, thank goodness, because coming over to the defensive side, when we go for it on fourth down on our own 25, that's not a very good conversation typically. With Coach Bruins and myself, so I'm just, he doesn't, you know, doesn't care, but at the same time, that's tough, and we made 2 of those last night on quarterback sneaks. Our kids were ready. We got to push off the ball. Our quarterback is so strong. He's so strong, and he's so smart, and you know, being able to find those creases during times when everybody knows what we're doing is pretty important, too, so I think that was the key to keeping those drives alive.
And so the Stars go up 30-6 at that point. Tigers do answer with a score to close the gap to 30-14. That would be the final margin. But I thought your defense also came up with a nice play late. You had an interception by Bales that got the ball back in the Stars' hands. And at that point, you're able to pretty much run out the clock.
Yeah, that last 5 minutes seemed like it lasted forever. I don't know if those flags are still in those guys' pockets or not, but thought it was an excellent crew last night. I think we did get a little flag happy there, you know, in the second half toward the end of the game. And it's so, like you said, you're up 30-14. They have some explosive players. So it's calling an offense is just, it's difficult, you know, in that time, because you don't want to, you're not going to put the ball in the air, because if you throw the ball in the air, incomplete pass, clock stops. We don't want that. We want that clock to keep going. So yep. You're kind of limited a little bit, and the defense knows that. Trying to make first downs and stacking everybody, you know, where you're going to run. So that's where Josiah just comes in. And he makes such a big difference kicking the football, you know, punting the football. And it's just watching him punt and change the field. You know, they made him re-kick last night one time, and he kicked it further than he did the time before. So that's a big weapon. And then, you know, at the end of the game, you talk about closing it out and how good things happen to good people. Evan Trent's one of our seniors. He's a role player. He does a great job for us. He does not see the field as much as he wants to, but, you know, good things happen to good people. And at the very end of the game, they muff one of those punts. Who comes up with it? Evan Trent. So it's just pretty special to see kids like that succeed and do well and end up whenever you can get in the victory formation. That's my favorite football formation, is when you can take a knee, run that clock out. So pretty special for our kids, for our community. It's our 10th conference championship as a football program. So just neat. And now we're on to the tournament.
Western Boone closes out the conference season with a record of 6-1, 8-1 overall at this point. Next game will be at Crawfordsville next Friday night. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. Coach Pelley, thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome, Scotty. Have a great day.
You do the same. Once again, joining us here in this portion of the Coach's Corner, Stars head coach Justin Pelley. a break, and we'll be back to wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.